This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of President Donald Trump's supporters marched through downtown Washington on Saturday to back his unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The president set out for his Virginia golf club, but after leaving the White House, took a spin past nearby Freedom Plaza, where thousands of Trump loyalists had gathered to protest the election result a week after the race was called for President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump persists with complaints about the voting, even though a broad coalition of top government and industry officials has declared the 2020 election the most secure in American history, saying the November 3rd voting and the following count unfolded smoothly with no more than the usual minor hiccups. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President-elect Biden is expected to take the history-making step of selecting a woman to be the head of the Pentagon. The president-elect and his wife Jill Biden took a bike ride through Delaware's Henlopen State Park on Saturday morning, along with her Secret Service detail. When reporters along the route asked the president-elect whether he had some ideas of his future cabinet members, he said yes.
Are you any closer to making a cabinet decision?
Yes.
U.S. officials and political insiders say Secretary of Defense may be one position that's close, and it's likely to go to Michelle Flournoy. She's a Pentagon veteran, having served multiple roles beginning in the 1990s, most recently as the Undersecretary for Policy from 2009 to 2012. She's considered a political moderate, which would likely ensure wide bipartisan support in a position that requires Senate confirmation. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.